Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shviyas Daf Beis, and we are starting about the sixth line with the words Lama Ana Atzeres. And the Vilna Sursa daf is on Aleph Amud Aleph, a little bit before Halacha Beis. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Mars Mirim Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. Now the words of Lama Ana Atzeres. Why is one allowed to plow their steho ila on their field of trees up until Shavuos? That's what Beis Hillel said in the Mishnah, that even though we have a schiyo tesefes Shviyas, we have to stop plowing sometime before Shemitah. We are allowed to plow up until Shavuos. Why Shavuos? The answer is Ad Kan Yafel Pri. Up until Shavuos, the plowing is beneficial for the fruits that are currently growing on the trees. From then on, he's going to be ruining his fruits by plowing, and so it must be that if he's plowing, he's preparing for the next year, which is Shemitah, and that's why it's Usser. As the Gemara of Tanin, we learned in Mishnah, that he's allowed to plow up until Shavuos, whether it's a field that has Ilanei Maichel, meaning they produce fruits, or even if it has only Ilanei Srak, trees that don't produce fruit. While why should he be allowed to plow that up until Shavuos? He's not benefiting the fruit. There is no fruit. The answer is, Ad Kanu Ma'aves HaKayres. Up until Shavuos, he's thickening the trunk, meaning plowing the land is good even for the tree itself. It helps thicken it and make it strong. Mikan ve'elach, from Shavuos and on, humatishes kaychai, he weakens the kaychai of the tree, we're not cursed the word v'yachresh, and mitakshu yedesh humatish kaychai she'ilon, since he knows that he's weakening the tree if he plows after Shavuos, afhu, the proper girsa is to take out the word einoi, meschavin lavid ha'aretz, he is having kavana to work the land, and working the land in the sixth year, but in preparation for the seventh year, is aser. Now explain the last part of the Mishnah, we said, ukrem divri elu v'chulu, that these words are like those words. Beis Hillel said we're allowed to plow the land up until Shavuos, whereas Beis Shammah said as long as it's good for the pre, for the fruits that are growing. And the Mishnah is saying that these are very similar time periods. Ask the Gemara, v'lomalai tanisa mikula Beis Shammah mechorim Beis Hillel. Why don't we mention this as one of the kulas of Beis Shammah and one of the chumras of Beis Hillel? In Maseches Edos, we mention all the times that Beis Shammah are more mekel than Beis Hillel, and this is one of them, because according to Beis Hillel, one has to stop Shavuos time, whereas according to Beis Shammah, one's allowed to plow even after Shavuos if it's beneficial for the pre. So the answer is pa'am she'en agashon mitzuyin ve'en alecha mitzuya. Sometimes there was not a lot of rain that year, and the ground is not moist. The proper gears is to switch the word v'hu for the word v'ein. V'ein also lachrish kadim latzeres kivir Beis Shammah, and that means in this situation, he's not going to be plowing even before Shavuos, according to Beis Shammah, because there wasn't a lot of rain and the ground isn't moist, so it's not beneficial for the pre anymore. And Beis Hillel says, ad atzeres, he's allowed to plow up until Shavuos, even if it's not necessarily beneficial for the pre, and therefore this is not necessarily a kula in Beis Shammah. Sometimes it's going to be a kula, but sometimes it's not going to be a kula, and that's why it's not mentioned in Maseches Edos. And also a brand new halacha, halacha Beis. The Mishnah says, Ezehu steo ilon. What is considered a steo ilon that's allowed to be plowed up until Shavuos? The answer is, kol shloish ilonis lebeisa. If there's three ilonis in an area of a beisa, which is 50 by 50 amos, beis on beis on top, imruin lasis kikor dvela shal shishim manabi talki. If these three trees are able to produce a fig cake that weighs 60 Italian mana, so then, charshon kol beisa b'shvilon, the entire beisa is allowed to be plowed because of them, and that's because they're strong enough and sturdy enough that they need the entire beisa, and that's why the entire beisa is allowed to be plowed for them. Pachas mikan, if it's less than this, meaning if there's fewer than three trees, or if we have three trees, but they don't produce this amount of figs, then ein charshon hen, ela, maloi ha'ayr v'saloi chutzaloi, the only area around the trees that's allowed to be plowed is maloi ha'ayra, meaning the amount of space that the picker needs to stand in, and his basket outside of him, that's what Vesale Chutzalai means, and that's a total of four amos. Now, this is only in regards to the trees themselves. However, in regards to the land in between the trees, that doesn't have a din of a steya ilon at all. It's just considered like a regular sadeh, and it's only allowed to be plowed up until Pesach and not up until Shavuos. Now, we bring a memory in regards to buying land. Rabbi Yehuda says B'Shem Shmuel, and Rabbi Vo says B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, Hakaina Shloish Ilonis B'Sech Shel Chaveroi. If a person buys three trees in his friend's field, Rechaikim Mata Esr Le Beisa, if they're no further apart from each other than 10 trees that are planted in a Beisa, which is a maximum of 18 amos, and Kroivin, Kadesh Shehao Bakr Ivar Bekalov, if they're not closer to each other than the amount necessary for the cattle to go with its Kalim, which is a total of four amos. In other words, if these trees are anywhere in between four amos and 18 amos from each other, Kana Karkash Tachayan, this buyer is not only Kaina the land that's underneath the trees, he's also Kaina Karkash Beinehen, the land in between the trees, and he's also Kaina Shechutzalahen Malay Ha'ir Vesaloi, the land that's outside the tree, the amount of space necessary for the picker to stand with his basket, which is four amos. However, if they're less than 4 amos apart from each other, or more than 18 amos apart from each other, then he's only kind of the trees themselves, and he's not even kind of the land underneath them. Now, if machlokes about this, Rav Amarav says, Basuyin Tsoiva, it has to be that they're set up like a Tsoiva, or Tsoiver, which is a triangle, whereas Shmuel Amashmuel says, Basuyin Shura, even if they're set up in a row, we still apply his distances of between 4 and 18 amos. Now, Amar Rabbi Yesi says, Taman is Samris, V'kai Loy is Samris. Shmuel only said his din over there, in regards to buying trees, that they could be set up in a row. And as long as there's between 4 and 18 amas in between these trees, so then he's going to be kind of all this land that we spoke about. However, Shmuel does not hold this over here in regards to Shemitah. When we're talking about Shemitah, Shmuel agrees to Rav that they have to be set up in a triangle in order to consider it a stei ha'ilon. And why is that? Because as we said, a base saw is 50 by 50 amas, and every tree is yoinik. It draws nourishment from the ground in a radius of 25 amas. And right now we're understanding that means 12 and a half in each direction. So the two trees near each other, the ones that are the base of the triangle, cover 50 of these amas. And the third tree, the one at the tip of the triangle, covers another 12 and a half in each direction. And that means that the majority of the base saw is needed for these trees when they're set up in a triangle. And so it's only in this setup as a triangle that the entire field, this entire base saw, is allowed to be plowed up until Shavuos, Erev Shavuos, and not in the setup of the trees in a row. Because when the trees are in a row, they only cover half of the base saw, and that's not enough to sanction plowing the entire base saw for them. So again, although Rav and Shmuel argue in regards to buying the trees, how do they have to be set up? But in regards to plowing the land, Erev Shemitah, Shmuel agrees to Rav that they have to be set up in a triangle. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with Rabbi Yonah's opinion, who tells us that Shmuel actually argues with Rav even in regards to Shemitah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.